girl was hauling chickens on a flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we were sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I said, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and send them chickens on down the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride. Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side. Well, Earl put down his bottle and mashed his foot down on the throttle. Then a couple of booms with 1,000 cubes and 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up chickens. We rode up off that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple burnt out roosters on the line. Look out below, cause here we go. Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side. Well, we commenced to trucking, them hens commenced to clucking. Then Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Said, my, ain't this pretty up here. I said, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you're going to kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA approved cluckers. Do you want to hit second? Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side. Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her in the fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off his hand, and I said, you won't screw that thing back on, Earl? He's trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and it dropped on down and sort of rolled around and lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Sort of set it right on fire. Well, I looked out of the window and I started counting phone poles, going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. I put 2 and 2 together and netted 12 and carried 5 and come up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. Well, I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide and his lip was curled and his leg was fried and his hands was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I said, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're gonna have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear to the floor, and it stayed right there on the floor. Said, sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms, and another one looked like a malaria germ, and right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel now, wouldn't you know? Sign said clearance to 12-foot line, but chickens were stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off, slickered and scum off a Louisiana swamp. We went down and around and down, and we run out of ground at the edge of town and bashed into the side of a beat store in downtown Pagosa Springs. Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side. Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.